Unusually, but positively, I have no matters arising. But Mrs. Zimmerman, any matters arising? Ah, thank you.
Yeah, you know, I would have some. I have requested the harbour unit on several occasions for an overview of the amount of waterfront land which will come up for development for public space and public use. Whether that development is ultimately by the public or by government is an implementation issue, by the developers or by the public. But I've never received it. And we know we have 73 kilometres of waterfront. We know about a third of it is with the military or with the container ports and with the oil ports. We know of the remaining 50, about half of it has been developed, but half of it is still to be developed. But we don't know the amount of land that that entails and what kind of budgets we would be talking about if we would take the entire land, and how much of that we hope is going to be done by developers, how much is going to be done by government, and by what time frame. Just kind of a clear overview of where we're going to be. I've asked that several times when Christine was here, and then it was taken over by Rosalind. But to this date, I still don't see the overview. So my question to Michael is really, is it that your team doesn't know it? Is it too difficult to put the numbers on a piece of paper? So we can't do estimates? I mean, I don't know why we have to swim in the dark. Thank you.
I think if we are talking about factual information about the current status, which piece of land is government land, which piece is private land, I think we can do that. But as to the overall planning, I think we are now doing it by different regions as and when we are ready. And later on today's agenda, there is also a proposal about this consultancy, about the management and maintenance model. And one of the work to be done by the consultants will be to stock take and do some recommendations. So I think we will do it two parts. To answer Paul's question, on factual information about the current status, we will try to do that as soon as we can.
Paul? Yeah, just, I mean, square meters, hectares along the waterfront, identify them with some kind of a timeline, and then as where there is an intention of doing it by government or through the developers, clearly mark it. And then we have one table and one overview, and we start knowing what we're really talking about, because right now I don't think we know what we're talking about yet.
But I think, as has been suggested, a factual study would help, a good starting point, a good platform on which to build. Thank you. Any other matters arising? Thank you.